You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor, and joining us in the studio, it's Tim Ketching and Sean Heiverman.
Welcome, boys.
Hey, a favorite.
Thank you very much.
How you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
Great.
We're not stoned.
Well, no. Hey, that's refreshing. Yes.
That seemed like some kind of disclaimer, like we have to.
But
and it's not.
We portray to a party crowd, but you got to kind of control it when you come in the studio a little bit.
I got it.
You know.
I like getting stoned. I'm just not stoned right now.
Is that a happy medium?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just on Xanax right now. That's a different kind of buzz.
Just a second hand.
Fumes
should work. But anyway, welcome guys to
Thank you very much.
Rockin' Comedy Show.
Yeah.
It's been a while since Sean's been in the studio. You haven't been in here.
There was a very bizarre gardening accident last time I was here. I was asked not to come back.
Did you steal the lawnmower? We're still looking for that.
Me. You can't prove a thing. There was no video. There were no cops.
Well, we have video this time, so okay. Everyone on their best behavior.
Yeah. We're actually creating our own evidence here.
That's pretty cool. So loopholes, like you guys play Green Valley Ranch the first Thursday of every month?
That's become our second home. It's really interesting to get a house gig in a showroom for a band like this.
And that showroom is awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's one of my favorite places to go see a show, with the booths and everything about it is just top-notch. And most showrooms in Vegas, it's all about the silliness.
Right.
You got to have some kind of shtick.
Where this is all about the music. It's coming about appreciation
We're
for the
all
arts.
Original four-piece rock band that gets to put on a concert there. Big kudos to Station Casinos for even thinking of something like that, let alone putting us into a room like that, because most of the time,
keeping it pure, right?
We got to have wigs on, Afro wigs, and are you a 70s tribute disco band or an 80s? Or, you know, it's that sort of shtick is the best word I can use for it. And our shtick is the fact that we've got three award-winning caliber songwriters fronting a band, almost like somebody was asking me the other day. It's almost like seeing the Eagles before they were signed. And
nice.
There's no, not because we're like the Eagles or even as good as the Eagles. It's just...
Yeah, could
we,
be.
We have three.
Don't give
lead
up on
singers.
Yourself now. Come on.
No.
Stay positive.
Hey, trust me. I know there's no room for humility in this business.
You got Tim Ketching.
We're there. But we have no real lead singer. There's no, you know, true front man. And most bands feel like they have to have that. That's part of our... loophole motif.
It's like it.
We are
nice.
Out of the box. We are a different band. You never know what you're going to get. You never know who's going to come sit in.
But all the girls have a favorite. It's like the Backstreet Boys, but with talent.
Yeah, you have choices with us.
You know, I can relate to Tim Ketching because he does, you know, freaking Leonard Cohen so good.
Yeah, it's like the United Nations of a band. We really do have a little bit of something for everybody.
So. Where's the token black guy?
He's usually backstage.
Oh, no, really? We were doing so well there for a minute, you know?
I don't know what that means. Is that a bad thing?
I don't know either. I don't have a clue. Next subject.
Please send emails to therockandcomedyshow.com.
And complain.
Please send your hate mail, too. Yeah. Are you guys playing anywhere in town as well?
That's the big one.
The Green Valley Ranch gig. Split off and do individual stuff as well, right?
Yeah, ironically enough, you want to tell them about the Super Unknown thing?
Oh, yeah, we have a new project.
It's Super Unknown. He can't tell you about it.
It's a big secret.
Yeah, this guy gets on the drums, and then I'm going to be playing guitar, and then we got Arrow singing, and we got a new bass player named Chris Nichols who's going to play bass, and we're doing like 90s, you know, Audio Slave, Soundgarden.
Chris Cornell tribute type of
That's a tough one to
stuff.
Do.
Yeah. But we got the ingredients.
Nice. So
if you could learn how to make that keg.
Yeah. With the frosting.
It's moist and delicious, really.
Or the brownies.
So part of the loophole concept and not knowing what's coming next is actually we're going to be opening for ourselves this next show, October 6th.
So you're going to do both acts.
It sounds dirty when you say it like that. That's cheap and just kind of...
That's
we are, though.
It's the rock and roll world. Yeah,
I like cheap.
Yeah. So you're going to open for yourself. You're going to do both shows that night.
Yeah. We're going to do a set of just like a half an hour as Super Unknown. So if anybody out there likes Chris Cornell, Soundgarden, Audio Slave type of material, that exact sort of stuff.
Right.
You should come out and see it. It's
that sounds very cool.
It's just it's high energy stuff again in a showroom like that with that kind of sound system, lighting show, the whole nine yards.
Another interesting thing to know
is that it's free.
That too.
Hello.
I don't think Chris Cornell would have been doing it for free.
No.
Now, I know you guys have a lot of listeners that maybe aren't in Vegas, right?
Right.
So another cool aspect about what we're doing with this show is we're feeding a live broadcast over the internet while we play. People can they can chat and stuff, right?
Okay,
while
it's interactive.
It's interactive. So while we're playing, whoever's got the web address, which is www.seeitlive.tv, can
that website
actually,
again is seeitlive.tv.
Yeah, they
like
can watch
television.
The concert from China while they're on their lunch break or whatever time it is over there.
We just want to get as many eyeballs as possible on what we do, as opposed to everyone seems to be trying to monetize this and that and the other thing. And, you know, we do well to be playing in a room like that.
Nice.
And so the exposure is a big deal. And stations, again, big kudos.
And giving
They're
back,
letting
too.
Us do
giving,
that.
Giving back, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot
keep
of people
the,
we
the
know.
The fans follow, yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Man, it's Vegas. There's people that have come and gone. And there's people that, that love Tim and what I do and what Arrow does and Danny that are no longer in Vegas. So I get stuff online all the time. Hey, when are you going to be playing in Denver? When are you going to make it out to Florida?
Right.
We're not, but in your robe from home.
See, now you're getting weird. Yeah.
You can watch us.
But you guys have been doing that kind of on and off. I mean, even from the first time we went out and saw you, you guys were doing stuff
and
on
and we
the
webcasted team, so. This last show at Green Valley Ranch, and we actually had more people online watching than we did in the venue.
Nice.
But from everywhere. Tim is originally from Fresno, California. I don't know. Am I allowed to say that as part of the witness relocation thing?
So that you and Sammy the Bull are moving again this week, I think.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy.
This is a crazy man.
Identity. Don't keep your business unprotected.
Do you drive a Magnum or a smart car? Practice safe advertising. Wrap it up.
Identity.
We have vehicle wrap starting as low as $4.99.
Say my name.
Identity. We have the hottest graphic designers standing by. Call us at 361-0032.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
It's Kevin Burke from Defending the Caveman at Harris Hotel and Casino in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, and you are listening to the one and only Rockin' Comedy Show.
If I had a radio, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd tune in Crazy J and play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number three. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three. Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three.
and book reports. Then pack myself in styrofoam. Sometimes you make me wanna build a model of the Eiffel Tower out of Belgium. Something quite unusual about you, but I can't put my finger on it. You make me. That's what you do to 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 me, baby doll.
On song number 3, doesn't need no introduction, but I'll give him one anyway. It's Dino Mike with his cover of You Make Me. It is the Crazy 8 Countdown, the top 8 songs of the week. This week, the top 8 songs from the album 26 and a Half. It is a Weird Al tribute CD, and it's good. It's really good, and it was really hard to pick the top 8 songs, but again, I feel the ones I picked are the best of the best. And again, number 3, You Make Me by Dino Mike. Number 4 on our countdown, I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead by The Warm Quartet. Number 5, The Check's in the Mail by TV's Kyle. Number 6, That Boy Could Dance by Insane Ian. Number 7 on our countdown, Don't Wear Those Shoes by MC Frontalot. And number 8 on our countdown, This Is the Life. Double down. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. What do you say? Let's continue on with the countdown. Let's move it.
Come on, all you crazy folks. Crazy Jay has songs and jokes. Now he knows what he must do. It's time for number 2. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we listening for? Don't ask me, I just can't say. We're listening to Crazy Jay. So, bid your sanity adieu. Now who's number 2?
Jillian was her name. She was sweeter than aspartame. Her kisses reconfigured my DNA. And after that I never was the same. And I loved her even more than Marlon Brando loved souffle. She was gorgeous, she was charming. Yeah, she was perfect in every way. Except she was always using the word infer when she obviously meant imply. And I know some guys would put up with that kind of thing, but frankly, I can't imagine why. Hey, are we playing horseshoes, honey? No, I don't think we are. You're close, close, but no cigar. While I'm mad, sweet young Janet, pretty as
best thing on the planet. Had a body hotter than a habanero. She had lips like a ripe pomegranate. And I was crazy like messing about her. She got me all choked up like Mama Cass. She had a smile so incredibly radiant. You had to watch it through a piece of smoked glass. I thought after all these years of searching around, I found my soulmate finally. But one day I found out she actually owned a copy of Biodome on DVD. Are we throwing hand grenades, kiddo? No, I don't think we are. You're close.
Close.
Ah, so very close.
Close.
But no cigar. She was near, my heart was beating like a body rich solo. And she was everything I dreamed of. She moved right up to number one on my list. And did I mention she's a world famous billionaire, bikini supermodel, astrophysicist? Yeah, she was so pretty, she made Charlize Theron look like a big fat slobbering pig. The only caveat is one of her earlobes was just a little tiny bit too big. I said, hey, are we doing government work here? No, I don't think we are. You're close.
Close.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back up here on the 44th floor with the Loophole Guys, Tim Kedging and John.
Yay. Yay! Rock stars in the room.
One of our favorites.
They are one of our favorites, and right now they're gonna perform for us
a cappella.
Favorite part of the show.
That's rockapella.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always get those ones confused.
It's one of my favorite parts of the show is when these guys rock out.
Are we now?
Yeah, what are we going to play?
I don't know any songs.
You guys should have kind of thought about this before you came in. I don't know. You guys might need a manager or something to get this going.
We got a lot of songs.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. This song is called D Minor.
All I have to say about that.
Sorry, don't mean a damn thing to you. I thought I did everything I could do to make up for what I did to you. Now I can't believe we're through with. It's too late to whine and dine. Everything I hear is in D minor. It's in D minor.
It snuck up on me.
I was blind to what was going on. I somehow justified what was wrong. I let it go on for way too long.
can't believe you're gone. But she's gone and it's too late to wine and dine. Everything I see is in D minor. It's in D minor. Oh yeah. No matter what I say, no matter what I do, can make you see the love that I had for you. If only I can turn back the hands of time, knowing now what it takes to make you mine. Candlelight reflects my tears. Picture that's in my mind is so, so clear. The one I had, she's been gone for years. I'd give this all up to have you here with me, but it's too late to whine and dine. Everything right now is in D minor. It's in D minor. Oh yeah.
Great. Yes.
Oh, thank you both so much.
Awesome. I don't know if you know, but I was hearing that in D minor.
We actually play that in E minor.
It's actually E flat minor.
Yeah, and all
we're just messing it up.
So all the other boys in the music industry are always ribbing you about that one, right?
Every time. Some music dork walks up. Do you realize that that song is actually not in D minor?
Punch right in the throat, right from there, right? Guitar?
Yeah.
You know what that guy means? He's coming back to every show to tell you what you did wrong. Right. So I say, fan.
So a loophole original?
Yeah.
Yes. Love it.
Many. We're actually in the middle of 16 or 18 songs. Some are compromised at 17. I don't know the exact list, but we're songwriters, so we've got tons of material.
Well, you're not bad musicians, even though you guys are off key there a little bit.
Appreciate you guys.
I'm a moron. I liked it. I would
awesome.
Never notice.
Appreciate you recording our rehearsal here. No, my loft at my house is a recording studio, full Pro Tools, everything's mic'd up, amps everywhere. We are making a record right now, as say in the old
school. Do you have Tato Tune? Because I would love to come over and pitch in.
Yes. Come on in. We always need backup.
I am part pterodactyl, part two cats fucking in a blender.
That's weird.
With that's a little auto tune, sprinkle a little auto tune on it.
Record.
Delicious.
Okay, once again, I'm going to go back to my previous comment. I want to get a manager involved around here.
Yeah. Let it go wild.
I mean, good stuff, guys. I really liked it. It was awesome.
Thanks.
So let's take a break, and we'll be back with more of Loophole right after this.
This is Angie from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Faz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Hey, this is Spaz.
And Crazy Jay.
And we are here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Jay, you know how I drink coffee every morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I found something way better.
What's that?
It's called Zip Fizz. It's fantastic. With coffee, I end up crashing probably about a half hour later. But with this stuff, all you do is add it to a bottle of water, and you are off to the races for 4 to 6 hours. It's great. No artificial stimulants. It tastes good, and it's good for you. No sugar, and step bang, boom, in a bottle when you need that extra boost in your day. Listen to your buddy Spaz and check out ZipFizz.com. You'll thank me later.
Mr. Crazy J.
A very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Parents are probably idiots, too.
You idiot!
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot!
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Who is on the line?
Well, hello, it's William Shatner. Giving you a call.
How did you break away from Priceline.com?
Obviously.
Hello, William Shatner. How are you?
Hi, Shat.
I'm doing fine, actually. I'm hanging out, having a few drinks. How are you?
Good, good.
Hey, you should beam yourself over here.
Yeah. I'd like to. Transport over a couple of those bevies over here.
Yeah. Can you make that happen?
I'm sorry, I'm having a trouble hearing you.
Well, must be because you're 100. Sorry.
I'm 80 years old, thank you very much. I'm not exactly 100 yet.
I love your toupee.
I think I look damn good for 80 years old myself. 1931.
Are you still wearing a girdle?
A man's ear.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, come again.
I do feel I can say something to him because I'm so brazen because, you know, De Niro called in last week.
Are you still?
He scared the shit with us.
Sleep with the blue women.
She wanted to know if you were still wearing a girdle.
Sure. Now I beg your pardon. I'm not sure what you're referring to. I haven't worn a girdle since. Well, I guess there were rumors about on the show that I used to wear a girdle, but in fact, it wasn't a girdle. It was more of just large. Often would keep me tight and for a long day.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, the rest of it was just rumors. We knew that was the truth.
I read that on a bathroom wall somewhere. Sure.
On the Starship bathroom wall?
It could have been.
Probably
been.
The same bathroom wall with George Michael was in.
Hey-o. Next song.
So how are things at Priceline.com?
Well, you know, they pay my bills, for sure. A lot of people, you know, don't realize that the entire Priceline thing came from my early work as a singer and songwriter, and, of course, spoken word artist. And luckily, Priceline was a big fan.
I saw you,
and
that's
still
show.
Paying my bills as a fan.
Nice. Well, can you do a little something for us?
A little deep.
Pack my bags.
Diane.
Pretty fine, I am.
Keep going.
I'm trying to remember exactly how the lyrics go from Rocket Man. I am 80 yes. fucking years old.
For the third time.
All I know is that Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid.
Why?
In fact, it's cold as hell. But there'd be no one to raise them. If you did. It's been a while since I've
That's pretty
done
good
the
considering
Rocket
how
Man.
Late it is for an old boy like
1974, as a matter of fact, at the NASA convention.
Right. You've done some good work. I just recently saw your film, The Captains.
Which one?
The Captains.
Oh, you know, that's got to be the 400th film I've done on that same exact topic, believe it or not.
The Roast was the best thing I've seen you on film in a long time.
Yeah.
Which one?
The Roast.
Ah, The Roast. You know, I didn't realize how many people would actually comment on that. It was a blast. But you know, more people comment on The Roast, and than most things. George Takei got. I've got more George Takei references than I ever did when I was on Star Trek to begin with.
Oh, this is painful.
The man is an icon, and who knew he was in love with me that much? I mean, I knew, but who else knew?
I think the girdle and the toupee turned him off.
What's that?
Nothing.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in, Mr. Shatner.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I heard this is a hot spot to call into these days. So, Boost. Not much going on. Figured I'd get the name out there. Yeah.
Can you say one of your popular lines from one of the million things you rep?
If I wasn't standing outside of a very popular restaurant here on the Sunset Strip, I would certainly scream con for you.
God.
Come on, you gotta do it.
Honestly, if I wasn't standing outside of a very popular restaurant here on the Sunset Strip, I would do that for you, but
all right,
I don't want to get arrested. That's,
what about Mr. Negotiator?
All right. Well, thanks, William.
No, sorry. I do apologize. I 80 years old, but my phone is also 80 years old.
Nice.
I am having the damnedest time hearing you, and I'm not sure if it's my ear, my hair covering my ear from the comb over, or if, in fact, it's the phone, but I am having the damnedest time.
Well, okay. I want to thank you for calling in.
It was my pleasure. I will look forward to hearing myself later.
I love me.
Well, thank you very much.
He's the best. Just ask him.
Yeah. Have a great one.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and you never know who's going to call. William Shatner, ladies and gentlemen. William Shatner.
That was nice of him to take some time out and give us a ring.
He owes me money.
I think actually he called the wrong number. Didn't know who he called. He just wanted to talk about himself.
He's not doing much these days.
What are you talking about? He's a busy, busy boy.
Orbitz, I think. You know, he needs to go and take over that market, too.
I think he's just a big Loophole fan.
I was just going to say, I think he's a Loophole fan.
Yeah, he heard you guys were on, I'm going to give these guys a call.
We tweeted to him earlier.
So, guys, what do you got in store for us next?
I think we're going to play another one of them, their song.
Yeah.
Another original.
Yeah. The song's called Hello Heartache.
All right.
Yeah. Is that cool if we do that? I know
another sad song? Are we doing all sad songs? Is somebody going through a moment?
This one actually is also not in D minor.
Well, it's not we've established that. We won't critique. Go for it.
D minor is the saddest of all keys.
That's what they say. A song called Lick My Love Pump.
That makes me not sad at all. That makes me kind of happy.
Microphone's got to go.
Yeah.
Bend again.
Hello, old heartache. Hello, old heartache. Hello, old heartache. Old heartache. Hello, old heartache. My, how you've grown. Remember the time when first I saw you? You were hiding in a shadow. Now you're cast. You're old. And didn't I see her? Down to pick up my soul. Wasn't it her that, her that made me feel like that somewhere I belong. Hello.
I think you struck a chord with the Basset Hounds.
The three-part harmony.
I think he too is heartbroken.
Oh, guys, that was
my oldest friend.
Sorry.
Nice. That was outstanding. Outstanding.
Thank you.
You know what it reminds me of? Your singing.
Hey, Mike. Don't you think 12 inches is kind of big?
Dude, it's huge. But I can handle it. I've done it before.
When?
Last week. Twice.
Wow. And how did you feel afterward?
Well, I was pretty full, not gonna lie.
So, has this become a weekly thing with you?
Well, I'm not trying to set a record or anything. I mean, come on, don't you think anything more than 12 inches is just ridiculous for one person?
Well, I guess I'll watch you today and see how it goes. But I think I'm going to try the meatloaf.
Yep, got to go with that 12-inch pizza again. Although, the Big Dick's burger does look good, too.
Wow, I've never been so gay for a 12-inch pizza in my life. Go check out Whiskey Dick's, located on 2750 East Craig Road. See you there.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try Zip Fizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at zipfizz.com or wherever Zipfizz is sold.
Yeah, it's an uplifting peace.
It's got a nice dope message to it.
Right?
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, Crazy Jay with ya.
And the boys from Loophole.
And the boys from Loophole.
Boys. We're the boys.
The boys.
Hi.
That's the boys from Loophole. That's totally different than the boys from Poophole down.
And how was the parade last weekend, boys?
It
was good.
I still have glitter in my G-string.
I'd like to say, I didn't say boys. He said boys. I said the guys from Loophole is here.
Okay, we've got the men. We've got the men here.
Part of the band here.
So, guys, what do you got for us next?
A song called Whisper for the Masses.
All right.
It's got a
little upbeat.
A little more upbeat, yeah.
So we can cut a rug to this one or what?
It's peppy.
Oh, I like peppy.
No, this is a great song.
You remember this one?
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Sorry.
Oh.
Uh-oh, technical malfunction. Right? Wardrobe malfunction? What happened there?
The glitter.
It's
fell out.
It's the glitter.
It's the glitter.
Try that again. Take two.
Want an answer? We need our fairy tales, a new beginning for someone like me, Matt Hill. I ain't an angel, I ain't a devil from hell. Sometimes a blue sky, sometimes a storm cloud that rails, sometimes a sweetheart, sometimes a cruelty's unveiled. If all was perfect, I'd still be subject to fail. So I gotta whisper, whisper, whisper for the masses. If you can whisper, please do it now. If you can whisper, you gotta whisper for the masses. If you can whisper, please do it loud. Shouldn't have to scream, shouldn't have to scream, no. Shouldn't have to scream, no, no, no. Shouldn't have to scream, tell me. Shouldn't have to scream, no. Shouldn't have to scream, no, no. Shouldn't have to scream, tell me. So tell me, are you listening? Are we led blindly, or do we all follow trail? Flow in the current, or do we raise up our sails? Just ain't no way to tell. So we gotta whisper, whisper for the masses. If you can whisper, please do it now. If you can whisper, we gotta whisper for the masses. If you can whisper, please.
please do it loud.
Nice.
I like what I
well
said.
Done.
Hey, thank you. Belong to your words.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Got a little Amos Lee in your voice in that one.
I, no, I thanks, caught man.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
So I've heard him sing before.
Oh, really? You guys? Oh, I just saw you guys were met each other last week at the parade.
No. Playing bingo at Palace Station.
At the balloon stand at the carnival.
He was humming.
He was dobbering. He was
that's
dobbering.
Where I first saw it. It was the bingo.
So how would you guys describe the show that you're doing live? Like, so we've got a couple of originals here, but when you guys are live, what kind of act, if you were telling people?
Still kind of in its infancy. I think we have a lot of ideas on what we'd like it to be. At least I know we've talked a lot about
it. You guys should probably
it.
Get together and work this out, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We got thrown into a big gig as a small, like, unknown band. And thankfully, we've had people that have come out and
we're
supported it.
We're averaging 150 to 170 people.
That's awesome.
It's really awesome.
On one Thursday a month of a band nobody's heard of. With no marketing, I love stations.
Because you guys are super.
No marketing from them. It's all on our own accord.
Nice.
On a Thursday night. So, I mean, that's.
Thursday night's
I've been in town a long time. You know, Friday, Saturdays.
That's impressive.
Are challenging. Anything else is really, really.
So, a couple of shows.
Building, you know, you're playing to 15 people.
Story of my
Wasn't
life.
The first gig you guys ever did? The first time
at. The one you saw?
Yeah, that was the one you guys came to.
165 people at that show.
Yeah, that was
which,
good.
Again. On a school night, whatever excuses
but
I have.
But for your first
time,
gig, 165 people is awesome.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jay doesn't even have 165 friends on Facebook, and he's been going at it for...
I didn't until I became your friend.
Oh, ouch, ouch. So far the shows you've been doing, more kind of peppy, more just kind of you play it to the crowd, you...
Yeah, well, all right, here comes a shameless plug. Loophole the band... Sorry.
Guess who's new with the internet?
Go to loopholetheband.com. I will repeat that for the...
Hearing impaired for the William Shatners of the world.
Loopholetheband.com.
For those of you that can't spell.
And there is probably 50 songs uploaded on that website. Four camera, killer digital video and audio at that venue. And if you want to see what it's like to see us play
absolutely
in that room, go to the website, which again is loopholetheband.com, and click on the YouTube channel and check out all that stuff. There is Tim doing Hallelujah by Buckley.
Nice.
I don't care where you are, when it is, it'll bring a tear to this eye and this nipple gets hard. It's a weird thing, but it happens every time I hear him do it.
Well, I can't go to see a show like that.
Yeah, you can't. Just wear a dark top.
That's just strange.
I wear my man's ears and then pokes through. Yeah, yeah.
You don't see a loophole show, you live a loophole show.
And the marketing. We know the marketing brains is in this organization.
Actually, it's not me.
It's going on a t-shirt tomorrow. Yeah, I hate to sound too cliche, but you really don't
need to
know.
See it.
You don't know what you're going to see until you get there. We've got openers this time, besides just the Soundgarden, Super Unknown,
right.
Chris Cornell, Audio Slave thing. One guy's name is John Allen. He's a loop artist. We got to get him in on the show. He no instruments at all. He has a pedal board that can just keep looping the stuff, and he puts in the drums and the bass.
Kind of like Spaz.
Harmonies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
High energy, cool, and in that room... $250,000 sound system.
Sweet.
Just on the stage, not to mention the $500,000 soundboard. I mean, it's going to be very cool to see him open the show first thing at 9 o'clock. The second act is a guy named Nathaniel Gambino, who's a piano playing Jason Mraz type of Gavin DeGraw singer songwriter guy.
Okay.
Who's only doing four songs because he claims his songs are like 9-minute epic stories and sort of operatic.
And he's spent after four, right?
And he's devilishly handsome for the ladies, just so you know. My 16-year-old daughter is like, oh, what time's Nathaniel's set?
He doesn't wear skinny jeans, does he?
He does.
I knew it.
Yeah, he's a skinny jean wearing
pick. Of course he does.
And then the Super Unknown, and then Loophole.
And then Loophole. That's a big
four
night.
Four acts in a room like that for free. You don't come out to see that. You're some kind of pinko commie prick.
And when is that again?
I'm a pinko commie prick.
I was just going to say, he looks like a commie.
October 6th is the next show. It's a Thursday night, October 6th, 9 o'clock, free, Green Valley, or I don't know what better.
That's
awesome.
I mean,
if we can't fill that room and people don't want to come see that show.
They don't deserve music.
The entertainment capital of the world needs to go away.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's one thing, God bless them. I think it's great that Rod Stewart you know, is on the Geritol tour. And this town, and this town is full of that, you know,
the Garth Brooks and stuff.
Capital
yeah.
of the world.
Don't fuck with Garth Brooks.
There's no reason,
right?
Why
we can't see some new up and coming fresh talent?
2 million yeah. people in town. If we can't get 400 or 500 people eventually by the end of the year,
I think you guys will do it. Would that just the level of caliber
absolutely.
You guys are playing?
Like, well, yeah.
The tickets that you have in your hand right there and some of the stuff that we're doing coming on your show.
Mind you, I only got one ticket, so apparently I'm going alone. So that's thanks fine. A lot for that.
I was just
that's fine. I've seen them.
Trav, what are you doing tonight? Going to a concert with who? Shut up.
I was profiling a little bit there. And just,
yeah, thanks a lot. The Reverend will go on his own. I'll make friends when
I get
there.
I don't need a ticket.
Yeah.
That's right. Nobody You're does. In. Hey, I need to make that clear, actually, because we post the tickets so cool looking, and we do that. That's our
right.
thing. The people think they need a ticket to get in. And
no, let him
show.
Think that. That's yeah. great.
I don't want your listeners to think that if they don't have a ticket,
right.
they can't come out. So there you go.
Well, that's excellent, guys. That was terrific. You got one Thanks. More for us?
If you'd like.
Another. Yeah. I like Peppy. I like Peppy.
I like Sad.
that's because of the Xanax she was that. Popping earlier, yeah.
The song is called Margaritaville.
Ah, and cut.
Enough is enough. Will it ever be enough? Will you ever be good with what you got? The best, the most, the orchid's a ghost. You're focused on what you're not. Less is more, you should simplify. Slow down, enjoy the ride. Could speed up to the red light, speed up to the red light, speed up to the red light, and hurry up and wait, paparazzi, hurry up and wait. If you're going to shoot from down there, you better get a wide angle lens on
your phone. Oh, here we go. or a fisheye.
How much is too much? Don't you know it's all too much? No one controls it all. You want this, want that. You wanna be a fat cat. You're building a bigger wall. Less is more, you should simplify. Slow down, enjoy the ride. You can speed up to the red light. Speed up to the red light. Speed up to the red light and hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. There's a wall that I can climb or see to the other side.
See it through.
It's a wall you used to hide. It's too big and tall and wide. I said, keep up, keep up, you're trying to keep up. Buck Jones, just keep on going. The house, the car, the happy drunk at the bar. It dries up, but you keep rowing. Less is more, you should simplify. Slow down, enjoy the ride. You can speed up to the red light. Speed up to the red light. Speed up to the red light and hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait.
Yeah, another killer tune.
Brown Eyed Girl. Oh, wait, Margaritaville. Sweet Home,
Alabama. Yeah, please do that. That was a good one. No, excellent.
Hurry Up and Wait, that one's called. On the forthcoming Loophole record.
Forthcoming or forthcoming?
Hey, well, there's four of us. And we are. Oh, no.
Easy now, easy. We got rid of those guys.
Here's what we're going to do. I should mention this just in case we're not already done and this is all going to be edited out, but I think it's a pretty cool concept.
let's face it, nobody buys CDs anymore. We're doing 16, 17, 18 songs.
I'm going to buy my two favorites.
We're going to
get bored with those. Look at the other two.
Done. Well, we're not going to.
That's legal.
We are probably not going to bother with any traditional channels. You will not find our stuff on iTunes. You will not see stuff
for
free anywhere.
You go on the Coldplay route.
I want some iTunes because I live off. If I hear this stuff on Pandora, I want to buy it immediately.
That was a premature distraction. You ready for the rest of it?
You.
Anything that you might want from this band, whether it be pictures, videos,
do I have to sleep with
music,
you?
No.
Do I?
You don't have to.
Have to, yeah. There's no obligation here at all. I read that on the same... Anyway,
yeah.
Anything, any content whatsoever from this band is going to be exclusive. By the end of this year, we are going to make a in-the-loop concept. Because we're Loophole, and if you want to be in the loop... You gotta go to the website and you gotta opt into what we do.
That's the Coldplay method, more or less, isn't it? Yeah.
And then we're gonna start charging $1 a month, just 99 cents, and you'll get music
direct.
That's $12 a year.
That's it.
Less than the price of a CD.
The dog's even excited about it. Yeah. And if you think that's too much for all of you people out there that just want, you know, your art for free across the board, we're not the band for you. But if you want to support what we do and you really want music and pictures and videos and everything from cooking shows we're going to be putting on to, you know, you name it. We're going to
blitz
way over qualify that dollar
value
investment value into the band. Yeah. Yeah.
The ROI, so to speak.
Everything.
Right?
I mean, by webcasting the shows for anybody in the world that wants to see it, wherever we're playing, all of that stuff is we're giving away the
we also
milk
are
for
filming
free.
All of our band drama for a reality show purposes.
Nice gloves, yeah, dude. The two guys that aren't here right now are actually
are beat up somewhere in the corner. Yeah, they're outside in the car.
They're getting time out. Quick care.
Crazy glue fixes all that.
But awesome guys, thank you for being here. It was awesome.
Thanks for having
me. Yeah, it's awesome. Good entertainment. A nice finish to the awkward start.
And we'll be back with the show right after this.
This is Angie from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Faz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Jay, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Ooh, number 1. Give us number 1.
It is time for the number one song of the week. As you know, we've been counting down the top 8 songs from the tribute album to Weird Al done by fans, 26 and a half. And there's some great songs on that album, but I picked 8 that I thought were truly, truly the best. Number 2 was Close But No Cigar. Number 3, You Make Me by Dino Mike. Number 4, I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead. Number 5, The Checks in the Mail by TV's Kyle. Number 6, That Boy Could Dance by Insane Ian. Number 7, Don't Wear Those Shoes. And number 8, kicking the countdown off, was Double Down, and This is the Life. But right now, on the Rockin' Comedy Show, it is time for the number one song of the week. It's from Steve Goody. Here it is. It's Everything You Know Is Wrong.
I was driving on the freeway in the fast lane with the rabid Wolverine.
my underwear when suddenly a guy behind me in the backseat popped right up and cupped his hands across my eyes. I guessed, is it Uncle Frank or Cousin Louie? Is it Bob or Joe or Walter? Could it be Bill or Jim or Ed or Bernie or Al? I probably would have kept on guessing, but about that time we crashed into the truck. And as I'm laying bleeding there on the asphalt, finally I recognize the face of my hibachi dealer, who takes off his prosthetic lips and tells me, everything you know is wrong. Black is white, up is down, and short is long. And everything you thought was so important doesn't matter. Everything you know is wrong. Just forget the words and sing along. All you need to understand is that everything you know is wrong. I was walking to the kitchen for some golden grams when I accidentally stepped into an alternate dimension, and soon I was abducted by some aliens from space who kind of looked like Jamie Farr. They sucked out my internal organs and they took some Polaroids and said I was a darn good sport. And as a way of saying thank you, they offered to transport me back to any point in history that I would care to go. And so I had them send me back to last Thursday night so I could pay my phone bill on time. Just then the floating disembodied head of Colonel Sanders started yelling, everything you know is wrong. Black is white, up is down, and short is long. And everything you thought was just so important doesn't matter. Everything you know is wrong. Just forget the words and sing along. All you need to understand is everything you know is wrong. Just forget the words and sing along. All you need to understand is everything you know is everything you know is everything you know is wrong.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I want to thank Loophole for being here today.
Hey, those guys were awesome.
Dude,
you know, talent.
For it.
I know you love Tim Ketching. That's why he's here today.
I do. So
is that why you cleaned up before you came over?
I got to go home and shower. Tim Ketching's on.
But I'll take him and his wife.
She was like, Tim Ketching.
Hello.
Tim Ketching at the Swingers Club. This could be a great show.
Sweet. Bring your wife.
But let's give it up for the CUI guys. Very funny.
Oh, my God. What's that little blonde dude's name? Because I'm in love with him.
Who?
The little sketchy.
The guy in the bank?
Oh,
with the curly hair.
Oh, he's so like.
Jeff Spicoli?
Yeah, it's Jeff Spicoli. Roll me another. Hey, that's him. Big boy.
Scratch.
I love him.
Anyway, let's give it up for them. That was a lot of fun. Give it up for the Reverend.
Yay. Hey-o.
The Reverend. I love that we have.
And we're
going to
be at the we're going to be at the Swingers Club next Wednesday. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out, party with us.
Flip it up. Yeah.
And there's a lot going on with the Rockin' Comedy Show. And we were supposed to have a very surprise guest on the show today, Mr. Mad Mike, who has yet again
failed,
bowed out.
Oh, yet another breakup.
For those of you that are new listeners to the show, Mad Mike was my co-host before Spaz. And
Previous boyfriend.
And he left. And he's now come back. He's working on. He's working for some hospice, and he wanted the help of the Rockin' Comedy Show to help put on a benefit, a charity. And I said, this is coming from a guy who used to think our shows were a complete waste of time when we did live events, and now you want me to help? And I said, you come on the show, talk about it, and help me, because I'm not doing the event for you. He said he would. He also said he was going to come back and do his old segment, which was a how-to. And apparently he did show up on the 44th floor today and freaked out about the amount of people that was here, because when him and
we had
I
a full
to
house
the
today.
Show,
it was full house.
It was a very full house today, and that's something that Mike's not used to.
Was that a dig right there?
That's the way we like to party.
No, from the time that Mike used to do the show, compared to what, you know, what Spaz has done, we went from 500 downloads a week with Mike to, you know, 20,000 a week with Spaz.
You probably get 20,000 just because I was here today.
It's probably going to be 15,000.
You should probably
15,
up the number since they already have 20,000.
Oh, good point.
You're not. So very
I really don't know
logic.
What charity he really wants us to do, what benefit, because he's not here. And our schedule's full.
Yeah, you're a busy man these days.
So you got to get in. You got to suck it up and come in here and talk to some people. You know, he shied away from all the people that were in the room. And
I just can't get over you said suck it up.
Suck it up, princess.
Suck it.
Suck it up, princess. He doesn't listen to the show. He didn't listen to the show when he was on it. So it's fine.
I hate the fakers who say they listen to the show and how much they love the show. Mm-hmm. They can't even tell you what was on the last.
Guess you can't get behind that.
They couldn't tell you.
You're right.
There
I could
you
not
go.
Get behind the fake people that Players. Say how much they love your show and since cannot tell me what's going on with your
real
show.
Real quick, since you both are here, Rebecca and Lindsay, you know Rhonda. She's a very funny lady.
Yeah. Love her.
There is a great website out called prankdial.com, and you can actually call somebody, making them believe that they're getting a call from somebody that they know, so they'll answer the phone. And then they get...
Hence a prank call. Thanks for that explanation,
no, but
Tips.
Like, but usually, no, but usually what I'm trying to say, if you let me finish, is when she answers the phone...
Don't make me break up with
it's
you.
It's a pre-recorded message, so it throws you off because you think you're getting a call from Lindsay, and now you're hearing somebody yelling at you or arguing with you, and it's really funny. We called Rhonda the other day, thinking that we'd let her think that Zach was calling her. So when she answered the phone and got a call from a gay telemarketer, you can tell she was quite confused because she has...
I love it.
She has no idea what's going on, and she's probably going to kill me that she finds out that I'm playing it. But here it is.
Do it.
Hey, hi, this is Bradley from Sports Limited. I was wondering if you'd like to buy a magazine subscription. Yeah, what? I'm calling from Sports Limited.
What? Is that the honey
Actually,
badger?
You sound kind of cute. So I'm going to give you a trial subscription for free. What do you think about that?
Okay.
Okay. No harm done. Anyways, you sound actually kind of cute. Do you live in the area?
So she hung up. But
But
the best was... About 4 or 5 hours later, I called her back and let her believe it was Krista calling her. And she does have a cat, so this is somebody saying that we have found your cat. Now she was wise to it and has a little bit of fun with the call.
Hello. This is Joel Roberts calling from the TY Animal Shelter. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Great. Well, I'm calling with great news. We found your cat. It seems to be doing really well. No sign of injury. Excuse me?
I said, oh, good.
This is odd. We see your phone number on the ID caller.
Now, apparently the reason she was laughing during that call was she was petting her cat. So I just think it's funny. Prankdial.com, you guys got to check it out.
You got to put that on a show.
What?
Put it on another show.
I just
torture people.
I just played
somebody
it.
Like, you know, Michael Mays or
no. Listen, we got a good one coming up.
Oh no, school. No! I pranked Iggy thinking he was getting a call from Michael Mays.
And what happened?
The whole call was in Spanish. Would you like to hear that one?
Yeah, I do. All right, here's. I would love to hear that one.
Hola. Yeah. Sí, quién eres?
¿Quién? ¿Quién habla?
¿Eh? Esa es la tercera vez que me marcas. ¿Por qué me hablas tanto?
¿Quién?
Sí, esa es la tercera vez. ¿Qué quieres? Ay, yo te entiendo.
¿Dónde está el Michael?
Dime qué quieres. Deja de llamarme. Sí, déjame marcar mi número.
No, no te marqué yo.
No me hables de nuevo.
¿Dónde está el Michael?
¿Qué te pasa?
¿Quién habla?
No me haga romperte la cara.
Ándale,
déjame
pues
en paz.
¿Dónde está el Michael?
You've just been pranked by prankdial.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a 15-round knockout, the winner and still champion of the world, Crazy Jay! This has been the Rockin' Comedy Show, brought to you this week by the number G and the letter 4. As you leave tonight, don't forget to buckle up and drive safe. Join Jay and Paul again next week when they'll welcome more special guests, more music, more comedy, and more I Can't Get Behind That. Thank you very much, and have a good night.